Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's D.A.
And a happy Thursday to you, everybody. D.A. with you here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a Thirsty Thursday. We'll get to our toasts coming up here to the good stuff next hour. But you don't have to wait. We'll get to your toasts this hour. Also in 20 minutes, Kevin Brown, the voice of the Baltimore Orioles. How fun a story have the O's been? We'll talk some Orioles baseball. As we've done baseball this week, we're at the midway point of the season, about 80 games played for all of the teams around Major League Baseball. Some of the best stories yesterday, we drilled down on the amazing story in Cincinnati, led by Ellie De La Cruz. Today, the Baltimore Orioles. Also later on in the hour, Micah Parsons becoming pretty, pretty annoying. Some college football here. Next week is the 4th of July. And then when we come back from the 4th of July, it's college football season, boys. We will go into this weekend on a long holiday weekend. Tuesday is the 4th of July. And then we return full week on July the 10th, Monday, July the 10th. The whole crew's going to be back together. I shouldn't say that. Mraz is off that week. I'm just saying most people come back full work week, July the 10th. On Wednesday and Thursday of that week is Big 12 Media Days in Arlington, Texas. And so once we get over the 4th of July hump, put up the bands, get the cheerleaders together, the fight songs, the crowds, it's college football season, which I love. And this season marks the debut of the new four additional teams, BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston. So Big 12 Media Days will have a different vibe. Four new teams in there, which is cool. But most importantly, this is the last season of Oklahoma and Texas in the Big 12. So how interesting is Big 12 Media Days going to be as Oklahoma and Texas have one foot out the door? I think this is going to be really interesting because there is a lot of hard feelings around the Big 12 of those two leaving the conference. And there's a lot of hard feelings about what those two schools got from the conference to then leave despite having a lot of things thrown at their feet. They were always the darlings of the conference, namely Texas, who got the Longhorn Network because in the first round of conference realignment, the Big 12 got so spooked of losing Texas, they said, fine, fine, you can have your own television contract. And resentment built. Resentment boiled over the years for Texas having a different venue, a different avenue for money, for profit, exposure, marketing, etc. Why do you guys get your own television network? Why do you guys have more money coming to the coffer? And now, after the Big 12 banded together and said, look, we got to do it. You got to let Texas be Texas. They get to exist in a different plane, exist in a different level to keep everybody together. Everybody sacrificed so that Texas could have that. For Texas to then say, and peace, there's a lot of bad blood, as Taylor Swift might say. Now you get one final go-round where the newbies come in with the old guys and Oklahoma and Texas have one foot out the door. I think you may hear some stuff with all the coaches in the same place together, players to the same place together, athletic directors, if they show up, everybody around the conference coming together. It's the only time this happens because by the time you get to the Big 12 title game, only two teams remain. Most teams, coaches, they're not going to be around if they're not in it. So this is the chance before the season for everybody to come together and have to pretend like it's okay. And I think for the Big 12 players, and I say players as in organizations, programs, et cetera, that have been there before this transition and have had some success, like the Oklahoma States, like the TCUs, for them to be around Kansas, Kansas State, and have watched Texas get the long end of the stick for years, and then the power of the Big 12 be centralized in the state of Texas, to then those two leaving and the conference actually survived and is looking pretty good, I think there's a lot of don't let the door hit you. Because you know what? I was one of the talkers that said the Big 12 is over. Once Texas and Oklahoma were leaving, there was going to be nothing left. It'd be picked apart by the buzzards. You'd see schools flee to the other power conferences and some just get left in no man's land. And as well as they possibly could, they rebounded. Central Florida might not have a legacy of football, but certainly has potential. A great high school playing state, tons of high school talent, and you have one of the biggest cities in the state in Orlando, plus a nice new building to play, the great fan base, and a huge, huge alumni base. You don't realize how huge UCF is. Enormous student body, enormous alumni base. They pump out tens of thousands of grads every year. Then you get into Houston, which has always been an untapped major conference market. Huge high school potential in Houston that's gone to Texas, Texas A&M, LSU, etc. Now you have the Cougars in there. BYU, a large national brand that has played in big games, in crazy holiday bowls, and they've always had an exciting offense. Good quarterbacks have come out of there to go into the NFL. And then you add in the best group of five program over the last 10 years, Cincinnati, in a big, big city, in a major football state with great high school talent. So as good as you could be with Texas and Oklahoma leaving, the Big 12 got, and there is 1 year of overrun of everybody being in the same building together for 2 days in Arlington and have to pretend like it's nice, nice, nice. And everybody that's been there wants to kick Texas and Oklahoma's ass. They want to kick their ass so bad, and they laugh. They laugh when Texas has bad losses. They laugh when Oklahoma was 500 last year. So this is their last chance to say, don't let the door hit you. I think Big 12 Media Days have juice coming up the week after 4th of July. Now, guys, we had the Bob's Bar Show, and it was a wild success. And I won't be able to say enough times on the radio how much I thank the D'Aliens for making the event what it was. Bob and Nancy opening up their doors to a national radio show to everybody from everywhere is an amazing gesture of generosity. And then the listeners showing up and being awesome is just icing on the cake. For Gordon to come from Vancouver, Avery to come from the Bay Area, for us to have listeners drive in from Michigan, from Alabama, from South Carolina, it was beyond my wildest dreams to have everybody and such good people all together in that yard and have the ridiculousness that we had. So I can't say enough good things about it. Well, it got some traction around the trade magazines. The industry noticed how cool this was, and there was an article done by All Access, which is kind of like the go-to radio trade magazine. And I want to read this to you guys, okay? So here is the all-access article from June 26th, though I get this was Tuesday of this week, I think, or Monday this week. Damon Amendola, host of CBS Sports Radio's The DA Show, rocked West Babylon, Long Island, childhood home of show producer Mraz, in his annual kickoff to summer party show. Mraz's father, Bob, in all caps, still lives there and built an elaborate outdoor bar in his backyard, which remains an ongoing topic and source of jokes on The DA Show. Listeners came from all over, flying or driving, from near and far for the party, which featured games, special guests, and a prize for the listener that traveled the longest distance. That distinction went to the listener, Gordon from Vancouver, who got to, quote, oil up one of the show's producers with baby oil.
Congrats again, Gordon.
Quote, we're like a big family, said Amendola. We built a real community. Every year, more listeners join us. We might be the only syndicated radio show in America that invites listeners into our own home. What?
Our is used loosely there, but I don't see Gordon on the deck in Warwick.
Well, you leave, we might have to shift it to my house.
No, Pete's. Absolutely. No, we're just going to do it Pete's yard, everybody. And make sure you urinate on those gravestones.
Oh, should we shift the Bob's Bar Show to the Bilotti's house?
Guys, Pete is sitting in the ER waiting room right now to have his throat scoped. Don't bring this up and have him freak out and come running here to say no to this. Leave the man alone. Leave the body alone.
Imagine Pete throwing people out at 10:30.
At 5:50.
Yeah.
You can't come
I tried.
In.
I tried. You can't come I tried. In. I tried.
No. 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 Neil is too drunk.
My voice is gone again. Cancel the show.
What I love about this blurb is that Bob the Deli Man gets a shout out, Mraz. We're going to have to send you this article so that Bob can see he got written up in a trade magazine.
You don't have to send me the article. My mom has already sent me the article.
Oh, is that right? So how did your mom get a hold of this?
So I have found out through either admittance and others in my family telling me that my mother has spent the post Bob's Bar and then thus post announcement of me leaving the show Googling her, my dad, and my name daily to see what articles have come up about the Bob's Bar and about potentially me. She's reading all the hate and all the good stuff, and she could not wait to send me this all-access article. There's also one done in Talkers Magazine as well on Bob's Bar, and she is all in.
So Bob knows he's getting national love around here in the trade, so that's awesome.
Yeah. He's even more active on Instagram and Instagram stories lately.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's feeling himself since listeners like requested to follow him. He's enjoying this a little too much.
Yeah. Nancy, too. Nancy's been liking all my pictures on Facebook and Instagram. One of the first things I saw this morning was Bob with a screen grab of the final out last night of the baseball team that he likes. Perfect game. They're all in.
They're all in, yeah. Nancy's every day now involved in Twitch as much as Gloria Splat is.
Mm-hmm. If we want to replace Sean with his dad, Bob's price tag is only going up.
Pat Boyle, how about you not getting a name mention, but getting oiled up in the Talker magazine and the All Access article? Good for the brand for you.
Yeah, good for the brand. I mean, name drop would have been nice.
Yeah, how can it help the brand? We don't know what brand to bump
up
here.
Well, because ultimately, I think the show, if you're like, oh, who got oiled up? Quick Google, oil Boyle. That's an easy connection. I think that, oh, Boyle's the guy that got oiled up. I think, you know, people would connect it to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that was great. I thought that was, I mean, you were pumping up that segment from the start of the show. So I appreciate that. I knew that we had to put on a good performance. The bit probably would have been much more awkward and not as funny if Gelb didn't dump the entire thing of baby oil in my face and in my eyes.
There was a couple of moments from the oil boil segment that I really will never forget. Number one, Gelb dumping all of the oil on you and saying, wet girl summer, I think he said.
Yes.
Which was a very funny line. Playing a real kind of wrestling villain. Also, Nancy getting involved. Mraz's mom jumps in to make sure she got in there and put, she was facing you as you were sitting down, She put both hands on each one of your pecs.
Yeah, I like that part.
So that was interesting. Okay.
I didn't, and then Danielle bringing Taylor over, and she turned around and immediately tried to run away. That was funny.
Right. Mraz's oldest daughter ran away, but then Gordon came over from Vancouver, and he had won the oil boil, and he really got his grips, his hooks into you, and was really trying to either enjoy the moment or play a character?
It would be A. He had his own meaty moves Monday on that Friday, D.A. He got all in.
Gordon really enjoyed oiling you up.
Yeah. I haven't mentioned this yet.
Oh, no.
There was a point during the oiling where it was a whisper, and maybe if you were within 2 feet, you could have heard it. But as he's applying like the second or third layer, he just goes, "We only do this life once, brother."
Wow. We only do this life once, brother.
It's a great line.
He is amazing.
Yep.
He was amazing.
Yeah. He was amazing on half a bottle of Crown Royal. It couldn't get him out of there with a
Gordon showed up, drank all morning, really got his hooks into oiling boil.
Yeah. And open for anything, ready to go.
Open for anything.
Open for business.
Open for business, yeah. And stayed a long time to the point where Mraz had to scrape him off of the pavement and get him into an Uber.
Look, knockout Neil was minus 1,100 as the favorite is last to leave. You got good money on Gordon and Vancouver. In that spot.
And Gordon officially was the last man to leave?
Yeah, it was him, and right before that, Randy in Alabama, who I think, you know, had to ask me how to get back. He asked me to point him in the right direction of his hotel.
Where's Alabama?
Which, I had no idea.
Which way's Alabama?
I'm sorry to annoy you, but do you know where the Super 8 is? That's where I'm staying. I have no idea, Randy. I call an Uber.
Now, Mraz, if I make a right, I drive into the ocean, right? But if I make a left, I go to Alabama.
Imagine asking me for directions.
He asked me too about that hotel, and yeah. I'm like, "No, I live here, so I don't need the Super 8. I just go to my house."
You never been? He said, "No, I've never been."
Randy was amazing. He just kept saying, "I consider you guys celebrities. Yes. This is just amazing, celebrities." As Mraz, we're trying to like get knockout Neil into the shade. And like Boyle is getting oiled up, and like the whole thing is kind of like imploding upon itself. And he's calling us celebrities. Like this is the least glamorous celebrity event of all time. Let me tell you,
I have Balin's burp vomit on me.
Oh man, good times, good times. That being said, we are still trying to brainstorm a way to keep Bob's Bar as the kickoff to summer show, even despite Mraz's departure coming up here.
It's not really brainstorming a way. You have two show listeners that are welcoming you into their home and Bob and Nancy. I mean, you don't have to brainstorm far and wide to do this.
But we have to have you available also to be, I guess we don't need you, but we would like to have you at the Bob's Bar show.
No, look, it's very simple. If you, Pete, and whoever get to my house and help me set up the night before and promise to not leave me as the last one there, then we could do the Bob's Bar Show. Those are the rules. That's it.
Except you put in a lot of time organizing the Bob's Bar Show, and now you'll have a different job.
Well, the new producer can still organize it. I can still do the hands-on, on-site organizing.
Okay.
I just need a little help the night before, not be left on an island. That's all. If we get that, we're fine.
Okay, so if we do in this interview process for the new producer, hey, will you be willing to help orchestrate the Bob's Bar Show? You need to be willing to orchestrate the Bob's Bar Show. We can pawn it off on him or her.
Yeah, new events to think of, certain, you know, a couple local-based guests you think you can get there. Absolutely. It's very easy. I really don't think this is actually that big a problem, other than the fact that I'm just going to tell management, you're not charging me a vacation day when I take off that day. I'm going to drink at my parents' house. That's it.
And why were you uncomfortable with Nancy oiling up Boyle?
Is anybody comfortable with
your
mother oiling up a coworker who is not as in shape as he claimed to be? I mean, that's never a good thing.
As I claim to be.
Wow.
That's a shot fired.
That was unnecessary.
I mean, she had extra pudge to grab onto. I wasn't waiting for that. That wasn't good.
Would it be better if he was more cut?
Yeah, because at that point, then it's just like hiring a stripper. You know, you can't take it seriously. He was very realistic in that moment. I didn't like it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, yeah. The DA Show here on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network on hundreds of affiliates and Sirius XM Channel 158. Also, listen to the brand new PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show, behind the scenes of the show, available right now, all places that you get your podcasts. It is a thirsty Thursday, as Thomas tweets in DA, toasting to all of the DA producer candidates. Love all the inappropriate DA show-esque drops on other shows, tirades out of the blue, and shameless salary intel collection. How about first on-air oopsie wins?
Booskies!
Booskies! Beach Mike says, DA Mraz has a terrible take on a guy who literally did nothing wrong because he has trees in his property. That's right. That's absolutely correct. Stormin Norman is toasting to his daughter Courtney and her fiance Justin on their upcoming wedding in August. I've been waiting 12 years for this day. Hashtag Booski.
Booski.
Wow, does that mean that Courtney and Justin have been engaged for 12 years? That's a long engagement.
12 years engaged?
That's what it sounds like when he says, I've been waiting for this day for 12 years. That's his daughter getting married. Clearly, she's older than 12.
Although, okay.
It is Oklahoma. I don't know.
Oklahoma engagement is a minimum of 12 years. No, they could have started dating
yeah,
12
you're
years
right.
ago.
You're right.
If you're engaged 12 years and you haven't picked out a wedding date, or it's like, yeah, I want to marry you, but just give me some time, you got to pull the plug after like 5 years, 6, 7 years max.
12 years even being together without getting married is a long time, unless I guess you were dating in high school.
Yeah, if you started dating like 15.
16. So, yeah, now you're 28. Yeah, okay. So maybe they've been together, but that's better. Yeah, you're right.
I would say so.
Yeah, engagement for 12 years doesn't usually end well.
No.
You don't usually go through with it at that point.
Yeah, unless you are just, hey, you know what, we're realistic. We don't have a lot of money. We want to pay for our wedding. So we just got to save up for one. I mean, but even right. then, you could just have something small.
Right. 12 years is a long time. Cigar smoking dude. Good morning, guys. I'm toasting 3 weeks vacation because like Pete the Body, I've got days to burn. Have a great weekend, guys. Hashtag Booskies.
Booskies.
Citrus Thorn tweets, wow, Pete has worse attendance than the A Stadium.
Don't say that Pete doesn't care. They'll reverse boycott you.
Oh, this is so good.
Just to stick it to you, he'll actually do a 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. shift.
I tried.
Adam V, former bath guy, says, I'm toasting to my dad. It's his 67th birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Pops. Hashtag Booskies.
Booskies.
And Adam sends a picture of them both. And handsome guys. Lukewarm Churro. Good morning, guys. I'm toasting to delicious soft serve ice cream. Nothing is better on a hot summer day than ice cream. Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
Toast them. Yeah. I feel like some ice cream. Even though it's currently 8:28 a.m. here.
So what?
I can eat ice cream before 9 a.m.
Hold on. If you woke up at 8 a.m. on a summer weekend, and 4 hours later it was noon, and you were walking through the park, and the ice cream man was there doing soft serve, is that not okay?
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're time shifting.
Yeah. You're up at 4 a.m. It's already 8:30. It could be noon 30 on a weekend. You'd be eating it. Your body thinks it's okay to eat ice cream now.
Hmm. That is true. It still does feel a little bit weird to be eating ice cream before 9 a.m.
Just like Sean's body thought it was okay to wash down Chinese food with a Pop-Tart, which is the poll question, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Producing tease.
Squishy Liquid is toasting Casey Kasem impressions. They always make me laugh. I'm going to listen to his dead dog dedication after the show as a tribute. Toast him!
Booskies!
Did you also see this, everybody? That Ian Eagle, who has come on this show many times and been silly with us, was named the National Sportscaster of the Year. That's
wow.
Any sport that's national, local, what have you. Ian Eagle landed the National Sportscaster of the Year, and here he is toasting to Booskies with us. How cool is Ian?
Ian's the man. Is that not one of the more well-deserved awards you could ever get?
No
question.
He does
everything, too.
Wait, Ian toasted us?
Well, Ian came on a Thirsty Thursday, and we were talking about toasting Booskies, and he said, yeah, that's my new hashtag. Hashtag toast 'em.
Booskies.
So that's the Ian drop.
That's Ian, yeah.
Oh, man.
How about that? Is that so?
Is that so? What's wrong with you, Mraz? Why are you griping back there?
I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm observing potential live interviews for my job at Place. The guy's got to know the history of the DA show. You got to know who yelled Booskies out if you want this job.
I know Booskies. I know that's Kyle in Arizona, but
no.
God, you know, sorry I missed one day where Ian said toast him. Sorry. Sorry, Sean.
You got to know Ian Eagle's voice, kid, or you're not going to make it in this business.
I know. Shut up. I'm not even worth it. I don't need to prove myself. I don't need to prove anything to you.
I'm just saying. Sometimes some of these kids don't have the chops they think they do. I'm just
go scratch.
Ostrich Eyes says, I'm toasting Nancy. She's given us some behind-the-scenes knowledge about Mraz's terrible takes. I love her. Hashtag Mraz Mommy.
Booskies.
Nancy has become unbelievable now. She's in the middle of the Twitch chat or the YouTube chat?
Twitch.
Twitch.
She's a real one.
Yeah. Yes, now she's found a way to spend retirement on Twitch.
And so she's giving up behind-the-scenes dirt on you to the listeners?
I've now removed myself from the Twitch situation because she was irritating me, so you can now talk to my mother there. I'm done.
What's she doing that's so offensive?
Anytime I comment on something, she's quick to have an anecdote like I'm freaking pop-up video. Bloop! I say something, bloop, here's Nancy with a background anecdote. I don't know where he got that from. Boop, boop, pop-up video. I don't need my mom being a parrot on my shoulder on Twitch.
Nancy rules.
We were waiting on Kevin Brown, the voice of the Orioles. Are we sure he's calling us and we're not calling him?
Correct. I will tell you in real time producing, the Orioles had apparently a rain delay and went 10 innings last night.
Oh,
and
boo-hoo.
I guess there's some concern he might have overslept a little bit from the PR person I'm dealing with.
He's a good dude. So
yeah.
I don't blame. I don't doubt that this is just a mistake. It's not like he's blowing us
off. Yeah, he knew.
So.
They're being very transparent in conversations with me right now. They can't get a hold of him right now. But the thought is he might have passed out.
Like our boss is here, Kevin Brown.
Pass away.
Right, no, exactly.
Like our boss is here, Kevin Brown turned me down for a baseball job once when I applied for the Syracuse Chiefs job back in the day.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was a finalist, finished as the runner-up.
Well, we're going to explore that when Kevin joins us.
No,
next
I will not. I will not be here for that.
I will be.
You'll be. You can. Yeah, he won't remember me.
We'll see.
I guarantee he will not remember me.
Toast to Kevin Brown, Booski, having not hired Greg Caserta for the voice of the AAA Syracuse, now Mets.
Go Chiefs, go.
Used to be the Chiefs, then the Sky Chiefs, then the Chiefs again, now the Mets.
Are the Crunch still up there? Are they the Crunch?
Yep, minor league hockey team. Yep.
Guys, what state does Syracuse play in? Embargo time.
I think it's really just the city that we've got an embargo on.
City proper.
Oh, that's right, because you went to Syracuse. Oh, he's moved the goalposts.
No, because we could talk Bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody in Harrisburg hates them when we talk Bills.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Never mind. I'm a jerk. I'll remove my.
Nobody in Des Moines cares if we're talking about the Sabres.
They might.
If we're talking Sabres, we're doing something very wrong.
The kid in Tuscaloosa isn't going to be upset about talking about Josh Allen.
Greg Caserta does have headlines.
I do. In the last hour, I talked about the Colts' Isaiah Rodgers being the only player identified in the NFL's latest probe into players placing bets, which is a clear violation of the CBA. He is one of several who will be suspended for the entire season after first popping up on the NFL's radar earlier this month for, quote, pervasive betting activities, including betting on Colts games. Earlier this year, the league suspended five other players for violating the league's anti-gambling policy, including Lions first-round pick Jamison Williams. Three of the five were suspended indefinitely. Williams and another player who allegedly bet on non-NFL games at a team facility were only suspended for six games. This report sponsored by BetQL. Use promo code... Hypocrisy.
Unreal.
Use promo code BOIL.
Promo code indiscretion.
The NFL Players Association's Board of Player Reps has elected Lloyd Howell as the new executive director. Howell will take over for Damaris Smith with an official start date in the coming weeks. According to a press release from the NFLPA, Smith was reelected to his fifth term in 2021, said at that time it would be his final term. Howell becomes just the fourth executive director of the Players Association, joining the likes of Ed Garvey from 71 to 83. Of course, Gene Upshaw, 25 years in the role.
Holy crap.
And Damaris Smith since 2009. Pretty good continuity there.
There's only four Players Union presidents.
Since 1971.
Ever.
Wow, it's like Steelers coaches.
That's exactly right. By the way, not enough Lloyds these days, right? We don't have babies named Lloyd anymore.
You know what honestly hurt it? The bartender in The Shining.
Oh.
Nobody named their kids Lloyd after that. He's the one who chopped his wife and kids up into little bits.
Okay.
Because they were, they were asking too many questions.
Huh.
He had to correct them.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
Or it's just not a cool, trendy name?
Sean said it too, Lloyd Braun. From Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, annoying character.
Yeah, just a couple of guys sitting around chewing gum.
It's also a last name more than a first name, isn't it?
You're not too busy, are you, Lloyd?
Like Carly Lloyd or Graham Lloyd.
Yeah.
Christopher
also,
Lloyd.
People don't like names you can't shorten with nicknames.
Mm. Yeah, what's a Lloyd nickname?
Double L.
Ugh. But then that's longer than the name.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa.
Patrick, Pat, Damon, D.A. Dame.
Dame.
Sean.
Shaw. Nobody calls you Shaw. Shaw.
Who the hell calls you Shaw? Shaw.
Baby Shane calls me Uncle Shasha.
That's a baby.
It's a baby.
But I was a baby. Your nickname is elongated. I call you Shawnee.
Hmm. Mm. Interesting.
Fascinating.
D. Celestino calls me Shawnee Shoe.
Moving on.
I'm Greg. He's Andrew. I still don't know his name. I'll get it eventually.
That's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Seacrest. Another job.
What's up, man?
Ryan's actually doing a great job. I don't want to jinx anything, but...
Oh, plenty of show left.
He's got a Dommy German going.
It is so
Dommy German.
Dommy German.
So perfect that Ryan barely gets trained by Pete and does a better job than Pete.
Don't say that.
No, it's not better... But he's doing the job well ahead of schedule. Again, Pete thinks he's like teaching you Latin to run the board, and Ryan knocked it out of the park in 24 hours.
No.
It is relative. If Pete trained from one day from somebody else, do we think Pete would be doing as good a job as Ryan is doing today under the same circumstance?
Hold on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
I think Pete's a fantastic board op. I think the drops he plays adds to the show magnificently.
We know what this is.
Yep.
Shut up.
It.
You know what I will is? Also say this.
And he's handsome and funny. Yeah. And when you find out that you have kids, you let him babysit for
them.
What
a great foil Boyle is becoming with Bogish. You have one guy who just can't needle him enough, and now you have another guy who's just...
Yeah.
Smoochy, smoochy.
Yeah.
No, because I will also say this. On the other side of the coin, Ryan is a silent assassin over here.
That's right.
So he is somebody that only needed one day of training to be comfortable, whereas you guys have had a litany of meltdowns on the board, even after 3 days of training.
Oh, I like
McKeon's
this guy.
Still trying.
Who that?
McKeon's still trying.
We'll never get back on this train.
Wow, he was on that board once?
Once.
On this show?
Look, you get 4 hours. If you can't prove yourself in 4 hours, we move on.
Hit the bricks.
We move on real quick. Let's keep it moving. But yeah, Ryan's done a good job. We'll see. He's got hour 20 left, so I don't want to jinx anything.
Take your tight T-shirt and your buzz side head and hit the bricks. Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
All right, anyway. And another bit of housekeeping. The NBA's new CBA was signed and will go into effect this weekend, adding the in-season tournament no one asked for. It's a 7-year deal that keeps the labor piece through the 2029-2030 season when young AJ goes off to college.
Yes.
There's a mutual opt-out after year 6, and after pouring through the 676-page document like I did before, another highlight, players will no longer be prohibited from using marijuana after the devil's lettuce was removed from the anti-drug testing program. No word on if smelling salts were banned. At the NHL draft, here's the big one. Connor Bedard went #1 overall to the Blackhawks. And then at #5, a bout of they paid me to be here went to Carey Price.
Bonsoir. Le Canadien de Montréal are proud to select David... We planned it that way. David Reinbacher.
Reinbacher.
And then you hear the guy correct him. It's Reinbacher.
Is Price officially part of the front office?
No, he's just a former player.
Okay,
now.
So
yeah.
He didn't necessarily have to know who they were picking, but you probably should know the last name if you're going up to the podium.
Yes.
Yeah. He just totally blanked.
And he immediately feels terrible, and he's handled it well. The kid handled it well, but the kid still missed the moment. Like, he didn't get his name called correctly at the NHL draft.
Well, they shouldn't be doing that with the first picks. The first pick should be commissioner announced like they are in every other sport.
Right.
Don't put it on. Let that hokey stuff happen in round 3.
Right.
This is, and it's hockey, so everybody misses it. This is the weirdest, dumbest draft of all of them.
Yeah, the kids are sitting in the stands.
So that's the least of the concerns. Okay. There's no war rooms. There's nobody on phone calls. They're all just sitting at tables, hanging out team by team. There are snacks and drinks on the table. And then like 40 people walk to the stage. Somebody brings their grandkid holding the jersey. They have a guest selector. Everybody thanks the Stanley Cup winner. They keep mentioning a guy who's retiring last night, a GM, David Poyle. They thank the host city. They throw some French in. And then they announce a name, and they take 5 minutes worth of pictures. And then they move on to the next one. There's no intrigue. There's no dealing. It's like they've all predetermined
also,
at 3
like
in the
graduation.
Afternoon.
You have the name. You come across the stage. You have the next name.
Also, did I mean Carey Price? Is he not a player anymore?
No.
Yes, he is. What are you talking about?
I searched it this morning where he said that he's not playing anymore.
Well, he's been hurt for like the last 2 years, but did he ever officially retire?
He said he was leaving Montreal, is what I read. He was moving back to like Kelowna, wherever that is in Canada.
Oh, yeah, Kelowna. Yeah, I know where Kelowna is. They're next to Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon.
So the NHL draft is a disaster.
It's just so bizarre. I mean, there's a league that shuts down for 4 days around Christmas. So no one needs to make transactions and trades and send people down. It's like all these like gentlemanly agreements. Like, okay, the 14th pick is mine. Give me whoever it is. Like, it's so weird.
And when they call a kid they call a guy's name, he's in the stands
right.
with his family and has to walk down like he's getting an Oscar.
Yep.
Like, it's very long and awkward. He's got to make his way through the thank yous, come all the way down.
He leaves his suit jacket with somebody because he's getting a jersey yeah. on the stage.
It's the Canadian Royal Wedding episode of South Park. And then he dunks on the bowl of butterscotch pudding, which, of yeah. course, is tradition.
There was a moment last night during the draft, too, where they've compared to all these random hockey cities, and they're in Nashville, which is a good town, and Kevin Weeks turns to whoever and goes, I actually heard next year, I think we're doing the draft in Vegas. And whoever, I think it was, it might have been Emily Kappen, all of a sudden you just hear, and I don't think it was supposed to be, I'm like, oh, thank God. I think it was just so, so fearful of it going back to Winnipeg.
Oh, man, more like loser peg.
Oh, my God.
DA show joke. Don't mind Winnipeg. I don't know if I've ever
That was a Marash when you're not here joke.
Exactly.
That cued the tuba up perfectly.
Right. If Pete was here, I was going to say, by the way, the price was wrong.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. That's funny. Look at that.
Look at that! What?
Look at that!
I like
wow!
This
Ryan!
I didn't tell him!
Silent assassin!
I didn't tell him!
Wow!
And found it on his own because that's not the new one with the that's not funny. So he found it on his own. Probably Pete has it labeled 13 different ways. Dude,
that's,
Ryan,
well
look
done,
out.
Kiddo. That's a kid in his big league debut hitting a 3-run home run to put the team on top in the 6th inning.
Did we just meet the dark horse new Sean?
Ooh.
Oh.
But
does he have a voice? He hasn't talked yet. What does it sound like when he opens his mouth?
Hello.
Ooh. Oh, no, wow. He did say no idea to me, remember,
that's
when
right.
I said, who's in the cold open? No idea.
And finally, no idea. Last bit from
not
the draft.
Not interested, no idea.
Bedard clearly knows his Chicago history and his future place in it.
Just that they love their sports, really. They've had a lot of, you know, iconic moments with the Bulls, you know, and Blackhawks, Bears, and Cubs, everything, White Sox. So, you know, that's kind of mostly what I know. Hopefully I can get to know it a little better soon.
And Steve Bartman and Jerry Krause, Wayne's World, Dr. Richard Kimball, the Blues Brothers, Deep Dish Pizza, Chicago Things.
Kanye West, but not anymore because he said bad things.
Like, how many things are you going to rattle off?
All the iconic moments.
All right, Connor, top 10 things in Chicago. Go. Mike Ditka and Wrigley Field. And all right, we get it. Italian beef sandwiches with jardiniere. There's an L train, I think, too. What other cities have now? There's Brooklyn. There's Los Angeles. You'll have to excuse my friend, Dr. Richard Kimball. He's feeling very ill. You switch the samples.
Concerna just speaks in movie quotes.
I know. This is great. This is great. Can Pete be out more often?
Yes. Days to burn.
There's always days to burn.
Man, if we ever could up the budget, we would just have like 9 guys here every single day to BS our way through 4 hours and make each other laugh.
Well, Maggie or Pearl is going to die soon in an eating contest, so we can take their salary and add to our show.
Hey, wacky morning zoo time.
Man in the box. Top 10 things about Chicago. Go. when we come back here on the show, is Micah Parsons becoming annoying? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS.
It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. Welcome back. It's a thirsty Thursday. We'll get to more of your toasts over the course of the final hour of the show. A reminder that you can listen to us on your phone. Use the free Odyssey app or the free CBS Sports app. So Micah Parsons is a pretty talky-talky guy. And most of us in the media like talky-talky guys because they give us good talky-talky stuff to talky-talky about. However, Micah Parsons does feel like it's getting tired with how much he talky-talkies. He told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that he's preparing for the challenge of being another star season, having another star season, like he's king of the jungle. If you go to a safari, you see buses pull up on lions and the lion never flinches. Why? Because they're king. They're not going to flinch. Please come visit. You're more than welcome. I'm okay with feeling uncomfortable. That's how you evolve. Micah Parsons is obviously one of the best young players in the NFL, certainly on defense. He's a guy that strikes you as a star for a long time. But boy, does he like to talk. And I don't know, Mraz, there is a line that with young players, I like when guys are confident and give us some good stuff. But I feel like it can cross over into, dude, just shut up. Like, you're going into your third year type territory. And I feel like Parsons is treading that line.
100% treading that way. And this isn't his fault, but it really also doesn't help that he's a Cowboy, because starting with the ownership with Jerry Jones, that just is a team of empty, unfulfilled promises from their ownership, their head coaches, and their, so when their star player talks like that, it just becomes, all right, dude. I mean, get serious, because you know that in the end, you may not be the reason, but your team is going to collapse late.
He also dismissed the Eagles as coming back to winning a championship this year after losing one, and said, quote, it's our turn this year. It's our year. I mean, again, are you really good? You're really good, no doubt about it. But you're going into year number three. You're crowning yourself king of the jungle. Go to the safari. You won't flinch. It's our year. It's our turn. Forget the Eagles. And this is only at the tip of the iceberg. Micah Parsons has never met a microphone or a reporter he hasn't wanted to talk to. It's just like, dude, you might just want to tune it down from like a 10 to a 6. Let's get to year 3 and see how you guys do, and then we can talk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.